We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to Roto Grinders today. I'm Jordan Cooper, aka Blender Ed, Blender HD, if you want to follow me on Twitter. And it's Wednesday, March 27th. We'll be taking a look at some NBA basketball today on the show. Hit that thumbs up button on your way in the door. You know how much I like the thummy thumbs. Hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell to know when we go live. Join with me because it's basketball. Get the head of the prop shop, the Chiefs prop shop, which includes basketball, which includes, at times, Asian soccer, and
KBO is back. KBO is back. We started KBO two days ago.
Yeah, Korean baseball also.
Man.
It feels like you go into the prop shop. It could be 3 a.m, and there's people there posting underdog. It's underdog tennis aces from some European tournament that I've never heard of.
Yes.
It's still a good time in there, so you should join it. Rotogrinders.com/Discord. It's free. It shouldn't be free. I say this every morning. Why do we have channels in the Discord that are free? The NHL channel is like the best place to go for any NHL news. It's completely free. Chiefs Prop Shop. Depending on the time of day and what people the picks are, could be good or bad. Could be a little bit of a train wreck, but entertaining nonetheless, useful. You should join it. So join it, rotogrinders.com/Discord. Will, I know today we're supposed to talk about basketball. I know the thumbnail says basketball. I know you follow basketball. I've quit basketball. I'm baseball season's tomorrow. I've gotten an early vacation. I've just, like last week, I just said, after having a day in props where, like, no one's on the injury report, and I take all these props, and then, like, 15 minutes before game time, someone sits that, like, ruins everything for me. Like, I'm waiting for baseball. I'm done with this. I don't know if you feel the same way.
Do you see what hat I'm wearing today on an NBA show, Blender? If that's any indication of where we're headed, listen, I still have some basketball articles to write, obviously. I will be writing those. I'm officially, and I think I told Prop Shop this, or at least some of my friends in the Prop Shop, I'm done with the NBA until the playoffs. Now, when the playoffs start, I will be back in the NBA streets. Much more predictable, unless somebody gets hurt. Like, you know the minutes, you know who's going to play. It's all about how you think the game is going to go. You know, I'll be playing some, and I'm going to get back to this year. I will be playing Showdown for the playoffs. Like, that's something that's been profitable for me over the years. So I will be doing that. But in terms of the rest of the NBA season, baseball's every day. It's MLB time, man. But we don't have MLB today, so there's still a little bit of NBA to talk about.
Right. I mean, the most important tab in lineup HQ to me for NBA DFS is the injured tab. And whatever number it says, just assume that's going to be 14 times longer. it would be so much different if Q tags meant Q, if D tags meant D, if someone's supposed to play that's not supposed to, I mean, and especially
if they said it meant anything. I mean, right. How many days over the past week has Denny Avdija said he's going to play basketball, and right after lock and the game starts, he gets ruled out for an illness or an injury? It's terrible. It's terrible.
So we got a lot of Q tags today. We got obviously Anthony Davis and LeBron James Q tags are just like, they might as well just hard. I don't know why they don't in lineup HQ just hard code these Q tags in. Like, it's just a given. Like, are they real? The thing is, this season, it's not like it used to be where it's like, oh, they're just, they're going to play like 99% of the time. It's like, no, later in the day, LeBron's not playing. Later in the day, AD's not playing. I mean, like, these are real Q tags now. We also got Deontay Murray with the Q tag, Anthony Edwards with the Q tag, Gobert with the Q tag.
Anthony Edwards might be the LeBron James of this season. He's questionable every game that he plays.
Ayton, I don't know. Like I said, I have not been following NBA the past maybe week and a half. Has Ayton played the past week?
I think he.
It seems like
he has been once. If he has, it's been once.
Because all I know is that I've taken Ayton props like every day, and I've gotten them voided every time that I take him because he's been out. So we have him with the Q tag. We got Caruso with the Q tag. We got Cade Cunningham with the Q tag. We still got some other. Look at this. What are we doing? I mean, I know. I know it says Roto Grinders, and we do like DFS. I think it says in the thumbnail DFS strategy. It's 11 o'clock in the morning, and look at this goddamn list.
Yeah.
We have to now.
But let me interject briefly. The problem is, it's only going to get worse. It's going to get any better. It's going to get worse. By 1:30, it's going to be worse. By 3:30, it's terrible. And at 5 o'clock when we go live, we still might not have any news. We'll get that in the middle of the show. Things just start coming in. But in the NBA's defense, there's this phrase that there's nothing new under the sun. This happens every year. Like, we say we want the injury reporting to get better, and it's not going to help that NBA players are now out here, you know, throwing prop bets, i.e. Jonte Porter. They're looking into it. But my point is, you would think with all the sports betting and all these things coming in, that the NBA would say, hey, guys, listen, let's find a way to balance this thing on both sides. Players do what you're supposed to do. Coaches do what you're supposed to do. Medical staff getting information out in time so people can make some, you know, reasonable decisions. And nothing happens. Sorry, I know I cut you off. Blender, back over to you.
No, well, I wanted to say it, but are we supposed to talk about the slate as if everyone with the Q tag is playing? Because in our projections, obviously our projections will be updated. Like, if you're building lineups at 6:30 later today in Eastern time, yeah, everything will be updated here, right? We got Grinders Live. We got Crunch Time. They'll cover you for, you know, all the news that comes out and everything like that. But here at 11 o'clock in the morning, I mean, are we supposed to talk about this as if all these in our projections, all the Q tags are in? And that's the same thing for our pick'em tool and our prop model, right? So even with props, like, the thing, Will, is that I stopped playing NBA DFS because of this garbage, right? And said, okay, I'll do props, right? Because props, I don't have to wait until news or what. I don't have to, you know, late swap, past lock, and anything like that. And then I'm taking stuff at 10 in the morning, and then I have to go, well, is there anyone questionable? Well, I can't touch this team. Is anyone questionable? I can't touch that team. Or you just take the questionable guys as overs or anyone else's overs. It just becomes a point of like, why do you think I've done a lot of NHL on this show? We talk about MMA on this show. You know, I have James on Mondays. We have MLB. They'll be back. We'll focus way more on MLB. NBA at just 11 o'clock in the morning. Like, what, I think the only thing to talk about is what do we do if the Q-Tag guys don't play? Because other than that, I don't know what else we'll be talking about. I mean, like Deontay Murray, 9,800. He's one of the top projected plays on the entire slate, right? We look here just from our RGV, you know, value.
Yeah.
I mean, some of these guys, I mean, like Anthony Edwards, like what do we do? Like if Deontay Murray plays, you play him. But if he doesn't play, then what do?
Let me say this. I'm going to go back to Anthony Edwards only because, Blender, like of how they've handled him this season. I have just assumed that Anthony Edwards is going to play every game. Like now, the difference is they're playing the Detroit Pistons tonight, but I still think he plays. He's been questionable, God, for weeks, and he keeps playing. I think he plays. LeBron, AD, I think that's a real question mark to me. AD played big minutes last night in this double overtime game. LeBron didn't play. I actually think there's real risk of AD sitting here, and maybe LeBron, they've got a matchup with the Memphis Grizzlies. The Lakers are absolutely a superior team right now. The difference is if LeBron and AD sit, then, well, you know, now you've got all this interesting collection. You got Dinwiddie, you got Russell, you got Reed, Hachimura, you got Torian Prince who will play, you got Jackson Hayes who will play, you've got Max Christie who will probably play. So that's what I'm saying. There's just I do think the Lakers have a real chance AD or LeBron sits, one of the two. I do think that's a real.
And it's because of the back-to-back and also due to the fact that, from what I could tell, the Memphis Grizzlies are throwing out lineups of, like, creative players.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's been bad. And, you know, Desmond Bane's been questionable or doubtful even after coming back from injury. Half their team, you don't know who's going to play. So I'm perfectly fine with the Lakers. You're just going to have to wait, because if LeBron plays and AD doesn't play, then you probably want some LeBron shares. If both are out, then that changes everything. You're going to definitely want to play Russell and Reeves and Hachimura. Those guys are going to play big minutes and be relied upon for everything. So, you know, in that particular scenario, once again, I do think AD has a real shot at sitting tonight after playing. I think AD played 50 plus minutes last night. And it's the back-to-back, and LeBron sat yesterday. So that one, I do think one or both sit. In terms of
the, but on the other side of this Minnesota, I mean, yeah, you say that Anthony Edwards is probably going to play, but you also have Rudy Gobert who's questionable, and then you have Cade Cunningham on the other side of the game. What do you think the prognosis of these guys? I mean, if you think Edwards plays, that's fine, but how about Gobert and Cunningham?
Gobert and Cunningham, I have no idea. They've been true questionable tags. Like sometimes they played, sometimes they. I have no clue. No clue. If I had to guess, I would say Cade suits up before Gobert, because Cade has played a little bit more recently, and I think they've kind of been resting him for maintenance, knowing that this season's done. We don't want our best player. But anyway, I think Cade would play before Gobert. Gobert has been dealing with, I think, either back spasms or something like that. So he's been legitimately playing and sitting and sitting and playing. But I still can't answer that right now.
How about Murray for Atlanta?
Oh, no answer whatsoever. Because this is more of a recent pop-up on the injury report. Because he's been playing every game. And so now, I mean, the game on the 25th, I mean, he just played, put up another 50 plus fantasy points. Today he gets a matchup with the Trailblazers. So this is a, you know, legitimate concern. Maybe he plays, maybe he doesn't. If I had to guess, if it's not serious, I think he plays for what it's worth. Because they don't
if he doesn't play, I mean, you would think that. You get all these guys. I mean, how many more minutes? It's just, to me, the usage moves to like Bogdanovich and Hunter and Stretchie. But I mean,
Bogdan and Trent Hunter Forrest will be the primary guys.
Okay. But I mean, does like Trent Forrest start and become like de facto, like I'll play 30 minutes and get no points type of guy?
Who? Krejci?
No, or Forrest, or like who's good? Like with, I mean, because they're going to be out of a guard. I mean, like both Matthews are, they're not point guards. Dude, these are like small forwards. Like Hunter really isn't a point. Does Bogdanović just take the point and just that he's the point guard now for 35 minutes?
I think Forrest plays point, but I still think Bogdanović, Hunter, and Capella, and probably Fernando. I think that's where all the production comes from. If Jonte Murray sits tonight, these Atlanta players, their projections are going to go probably through the roof, especially for a guy like Bogdan. Like, his projection might be 40 fantasy points. And I'm not exaggerating because, I mean, you got to think, DeJounte is going to be vacating so much usage in production. It's going to be insane.
Okay, so what other teams? I mean, let's take a look through here. We talked about the, I mean, let's talk, like, you mentioned the Lakers. So if only AD is out, it feels like there's so much more room for usage if LeBron was out than AD. If AD is out, I mean, does that, like, I mean, Hachimura is 6K. It's not like, I mean, some of these guys, Jackson Hayes, these guys aren't like cheap enough. I mean, that, is it really going to, if AD is out, does it really change anything that, are you like rushing to play anyone on the Lakers?
Yeah, no, I would play Hachimura at 6K. I might have some interest in LeBron. I would still have interest in D'Angelo Russell for sure. Like he's got legitimate upside. And Austin Reeves has some upside as well. But yeah, if he's out, I'm not, you know, Hachimura at 6K is not somebody I would be playing. But that's me personally.
We also have Alex Caruso questionable for the Bulls. If he's out, do we just give that usage to, I mean, essentially DeRozan, White, DeSunmo? I don't know if anyone else. I mean,
33 minutes. Yeah, these other guards are very irrelevant. Those other guards are Torrey Craig, Carter, Terry, very irrelevant Chicago Bulls players.
Irrelevant, you mean?
Yeah, irrelevant.
I would think that even though Caruso is seeding 33 minutes, they'll all, like, those 33 minutes will get split up between, like, all those, like, bit players, Craig, Carter, Terry, you know, Javonte Green maybe comes in for 8 minutes. But all the usage will just end up just going to the, just basically DeRozan, White, DeSunmo, Vooch, you know, like, just the main stars.
Yep, that's it.
And if Gobert is out for the Timberwolves.
Yeah, then it's the Nas Reed show. And he's already starting anyway.
You have no problem with that at 6,800 even?
No. Because he's been putting up monster numbers anyway. Like, just in general. Like, I think Gobert played the other night and he still put up 42 fantasy points.
Yeah, because looking at their roster, it seems like outside of Gobert and Reed, they really don't have
center. They've got Luke Garza, but he's only going to play if both of those guys set. So, okay. Nas Reed would be against the Pistons. He'd probably be one of the best center plays on the board today if Gobert set.
If Cade Cunningham is out, then what?
Yeah. Like, Marcus Sasser had a big game the other night, but Durant sat, Cunningham sat. Like, they had a very limited lineup that night. But if Cade sits again, and Jalen Durant is another guy that's been sitting randomly, you know, been okay during the day, and then, you know, 30 minutes before game time, they've just been ruling him out. It's like,
Trust me, I know, because I take his overs, and then I end up getting, like, dude, it seems like every other day last week, my half-blood props were getting voided.
Yeah.
Right? Or my Prize Picks cards or have a DNP in it. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah.
What is going on? With the Pistons, I get the sense that if Cunningham is out, good luck figuring out, like, what the hell. I mean, the Pistons could roll out literally a 12-man rotation.
Yeah, and they should get destroyed if Minnesota rolls out their regular team. I mean, they'd be no match for this team.
Are there any other situations that we should be looking at early?
I think, is Wimby still questionable? Let me check that.
I mean, he's not on the list. I mean, we got McConnell and Nesmith for Indiana.
Yeah.
Questionable. We got, Ayton for poor. I mean, obviously Ayton. But, I mean, he's been out a bunch of times anyway.
Yeah. Let me check. Yeah, those are the main ones. Well, Oubre's questionable for Philly, but you know, I
don't think that'll affect that. I mean, like if he's out, I mean, basically just bump up like Heald and I mean, but these guys aren't like the Heald's 4,900.
Yeah.
Right. Lowry gets a little bit more usage.
But yeah, but the ones we discussed, those are the main ones.
Right. Yeah. It doesn't make that much of a dent. Like you're not like if Oubre's out, you gotta rush in and just jam someone in.
Yeah.
Like I'm looking at those types of people. Yeah, NBA's a shit show.
It is right now for sure.
Just simply, I mean, why do you think I try to avoid talking about it this early? Because prop wise, okay, dude, you're the head of the prop shop. We kind of went over it like a summary of what the current injury report looks like, what you might be looking for in DFS, depending on who's in and who's out. Are there anything on the Prize Picks, Underdog, the sports books? Any? I mean, I know you're on like a million different pick 'em sites.
Yeah,
is there anything
I mean,
listen, out on the board currently that you have your eyes on?
I got some unders, and I do like Rashawn Holmes at more than 7.5 rebounds as long as they're going to play in normal minutes. He's been playing pretty big minutes.
Okay, so 7.5 rebounds. Let's go to Prize Picks. I do what I normally do with you. I trust you blindly, and if this doesn't cash, I just blame you.
There you go.
Not me. So Rashawn, okay, what are we doing? Rashawn Holmes,
yeah,
over 7.5 rebounds.
Yep. And then I've got Jalen Suggs less than 3.5 rebounds.
Suggs less than what? Suggs? How many? Why am I getting Norman Powell here?
Oh, it's a glitch. You just got to hit the X button, hit cancel. Yep, and then type it again. I have to deal with that all the time. Yeah, it's a glitch.
So Suggs under 3.5.
Yes, everything else is going to be less. Yeah.
Okay.
Grady Dick, less than 3.5.
Well, your language here.
Sorry,
language.
Grady Private Parts. Excuse me. Okay, and I usually call him Grady Private Parts too. And I'm messing up here. Thanks, Blender, for correcting me there.
Okay. So what are we?
Less than 3.5 rebounds.
Okay. So basically, we less than what?
3.5 rebounds.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going under on Dick.
Yes, under on Private Parts. Paul Reed.
We're going for basically a smaller today. We're predicting smaller dicks.
Paul Reed at 7.5 rebounds. We want less than that. Everything else is going to be less.
Okay, so who else? Who else do we have?
Paul Reed less than 7.5 rebounds.
Okay, so you're big on rebounds today.
Yeah, yeah. I use Roto Grinders projections to kind of look at some of these. And then I've got Lauri Markkanen at 7.5 rebounds. I want less than that one.
Okay, let's put that in as a
there you go.
Is that a good flex five?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, I'm gonna trust you for $20. Am I allowed to trust you with the $20?
Sure.
Okay. Because I would just be looking at the projections as it is. So it's like, as long as you tell me the projections agree with these, like, that's what I'd be taking.
Yep. And all of them aren't, like, massive. We're not getting, like, 2 and 3 differentials. But,
right.
You know, end of the season type stuff. But, yeah, so there you go.
So I don't think our pick'em tool is updated currently for this.
Maybe.
I'm not sure. Let's check the last update time. No, it's not updated yet.
Gotcha.
Even though I'm not a big fan of like A lot of times I'm not putting in anything. Like, I learned my lesson of, you know, I was putting in NBA props at like 9 a.m. Like, yeah, I typically wait now until 1:30, 2 o'clock.
Yeah, NBA, you can definitely wait. Especially on Prize Picks when the fantasy points stuff starts coming out. Like,
right,
usually we find a couple good ones in that category. Yeah.
So we got NBA kind of covered today. What are your plans for MLB tomorrow?
Cause so
MLB tomorrow, which means I always highlight this for people, right? Because we'll be talking throughout the whole course of the season, and we'll reiterate this point over and over again. Check the board before you go to sleep.
Yeah.
Right. So to me, my MLB season starts tonight.
Well, right? For some people, it started like yesterday. They started
putting
some of the lines, and they were like, "Oh, this is off," and they just started plugging stuff in. But yeah, for sure, I've already got a few in as well. I ended up catching, I caught Jesus Luzardo at 14 and a half pitching outs. I was like, man, I think he goes 5 innings here, because I follow a lot of these guys in spring training. So he's fully stretched out. I don't see any reason why he doesn't go 5 innings unless he just gets absolutely obliterated. And I mean Pittsburgh's going to have to really pile up the runs for him to not make it 5 innings. So my point is, get in early, and you don't want to let, if they start putting the baseball board up at 12, 1 o'clock, you want to take a look at it. There's usually some value there right away. And it's not like NBA where weird things, you know, can really throw this thing off. The only thing that's going to throw it off is if somebody sits, or like the person you put in sits randomly. So like, even if you took a pitcher at, like, I'll use this as an example. Like I said, I like Luzardo at 14 and a half pitching outs, more than 14 and a half pitching outs. The only thing that's typically going to change how you feel about it is him literally not pitching that day. It should line up. Once you put it in, you shouldn't have to worry about it. But he's not on Prize Picks. I got that one on an alternate site. But
right. Because Prize Picks does have some up. What I saw last year is that the year before, Prize Picks would have the whole board up like by 1 a.m.
Yeah. And
that's how we all crushed him.
Yeah.
Now
you can put everything in and go to sleep.
Right. Now they put up some stuff, and then they put the rest up kind of in the morning, and then they put up some fantasy point stuff later in the day.
Yeah.
They're not as gung-ho with like, oh, here's the whole board, and here's, you know, feel free to adverse selection us to death. So it's a little bit harder. But the pick six stuff obviously will not move.
So the
DK pick six Blender, board comes out.
I cannot wait for to see the MLB tab on pick six. I already told the prop shop, I said, listen, this is going to be, and Blender, you know, this isn't an exaggeration. This is going to be thousands this season. Honestly, Blender, especially with the way pick six is, this is going to be like, because some of these days people are going to be so off and we're going to be right. And I'll tell people this, pick six is like playing a GPP. Now, you have to understand, there are going to be days where the payouts aren't as great because more people get it right than what they anticipated. But on the days that they don't, see, that's the thing. Like, you have to play the long game. When you're getting 100X, I think in hockey one day, Blender, now hockey is one of the sports where people get it right more often. But I think I had somebody in the prop shop tell me it was like 245X one day.
That means like only one or two people out of the whole contest got.
Yeah. So like for those of you that may not understand like what that is mathematically, for those of you, like, my standard unit size is $100. That's my standard unit size. 245X was $24,000. That's just like winning a GPP on DraftKings.
Right.
And I've done, now listen, I haven't hit that stratosphere, Blender. I think the most I've done was about 7 or 8K off like one card, something like that. But you get what I'm saying? Like single entry, if I play $100 single entry on DraftKings.
If it wasn't for the, if the liquidity was a bit higher, I would be figuring out a way to how the hell I'm going to play, you know, get some type of proxy into Tennessee or something or whatever. I don't know why it's not. Can someone please explain to me why it's not here in Kentucky when Kentucky has legal sports betting, has no DFS regulation, and Prize Picks and Underdog operate here with no problem? Can someone send a message to DraftKings and say, Kentucky wants, I'm going to have a campaign. Kentucky wants pick six, right? And it's just, I don't care if it's just me, but yes, I've said on my own YouTube channel, or maybe on Monday, maybe I said on Monday with James, if I had access to everything, if you gave me access, if one out there had access to everything, and you were looking to get the biggest edge and wager $1,000 a day. So let's say, you know, you had a $10,000, $20,000 bankroll. The first volume would go into pick six.
Yeah.
It would be before prop, pick six.
Absolutely.
And then it would be props. Then it would be pick 'em, and then it would be standard classic DFS type of stuff. But depending on the liquidity, I mean, it's not like, Will, you can't get down $5,000 in pick six. I mean,
right,
in MLB, even getting $1,000 is probably.
Yeah, we're going to see, because the most we've been able to get down has been on NBA. Like hockey, there have been some days I couldn't
hockey,
even get $50
maybe not
in
even
on hockey.
Bucks, right?
Right. I mean, couldn't even get $50 in on hockey one day. Right. And it was like 9 in the morning. I was like, well, guys, like it's 9 in the morning. What's happening? But that's changed. I can usually get 50 to 100 down in hockey. In NBA right now, like you can get a pretty good amount. Like, you know, you can get $500 in on NBA, $600. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, but that's not the same as like if you want to play classic, if you have an edge in classic DFS, you could get down as much as you want, essentially.
Yeah. And same thing on Prize Picks. If you know, I know some people are limited. So that's where every site has its advantages. So like Prize Picks, right. I can usually get down virtually as much as I want. Like I don't get out of control, but if you know, if I want to get in, you know, $500, $1,000, $2,000, if I want to, I can typically get that in. So, you know, like I said, every site has its advantages and disadvantages, but the difference is pick six, when they don't move the lines, I mean, you can't wait until right up until a lot because it is a DFS contest and they're a contest. So you can go ahead and get your lineups in just like traditional DFS, reserve them, and then come back and change them later on. But so, you know, like that's the advantage to me of pick six. You get it in, you can make tweaks. And last night, Blend, I was kicking myself because I knew how to beat the game. I knew how to beat the game, and I did. I think I had one card without him on there. I took Bam and Terry Rozier over PRA because, you know, obviously after Jimmy got ruled out, that was kind of late in the day. So they still had up the old PRA numbers. They had old stuff up for Jovic. Got those right. Terry Rozier was the only one that didn't get there. But I knew this. Like, pick six is very simple. You still have to get the other ones right. And if the chalk fails, like Terry Rozier didn't hit, once Terry Rozier didn't clear PRA or points, you already knew payouts were going to be fantastic because everybody loaded up on that spot. So typically what I do, Blender, and this is, I'm just putting this out there, didn't think we would have this long of an NBA show today, but here we are. Typically what I do is I put in the stuff that I like. And then as news comes out, Blender, I don't change those cards. I keep those the way they are because they don't have any of the new stuff. Because if that hits and the news doesn't, I win and I ship everything. So I'll typically make alternate cards. So I think I did have one or two in without any of the Heat stuff. And then later on I put, you know, so, but that is a strategy I'm telling you on pick six for those of you that play there. Put in what you like, you know, once the board comes out, it's not going to change anyway. And then as the news comes out, if you want to put in a card or two, do that, and that way you've got an advantage on both sides. So, just a little.
I would do it like a normal DFS. I would just reserve everything and then make all my decisions at 6:30.
Oh right. Yeah, yeah. But I'm saying, like, you know, like yesterday, we knew everyone was going to load up on the Heat stuff once Jimmy got ruled out. So my out is, well, I don't have to load up on that in these four cards as an example because I've already.
Right, but I mean, but I understand what you're saying. But will you do that at 6:30 Eastern? I mean, you can just decide I'm going to make a card with no Heat stuff. So if the Heat stuff fails, I can win with those, right? I mean, yeah, it's very similar to classic DFS where it's like, oh, if the chalk fails, I have a lineup that wins, and if the chalk hits, I have a lineup that could win. I mean, it's the same thing as making two different types of, I'm going to make a lineup with this pitcher and I'm going to make a lineup with a stack against the pitcher, right? Because Stevie does that on the morning grind all the time saying, you know, here's a hedge stack, right? I'm going to take this pitcher. If he does well, I can win with this lineup. But if he gets killed, hey, I got a 5-man stack against that guy. So that lineup could do well.
Yeah. Let me say this too, Glenn. There's one other thing. It's just little edges. This is one extra nuance for pick six. A build that you put in, once again, well, it's not about let me change the phrasing because I don't want people to the reservation that you put in at 9 o'clock could have a different payout than the reservation that you put in at 12, than the reservation that you put in at 3.
Right, because the contest closed and new contest.
Right, right. And so what happens, like there have been times where in this particular, they call it pick sets, this particular reservation I made it, you know, 10 o'clock in the morning had a 30X payout. This one that I put in at 2 o'clock had a 15X payout. So I try to, you know, sometimes I'll just say, okay, I'll put this in now. I'll wait and see what happens. I feel like I'll put this in here, put this in there, just to kind of see how it's happened. And usually once or twice a week, you'll see one with a big difference in payout because maybe the people that put it in earlier in the morning didn't make any adjustments or they over-adjusted. You get what I'm saying? So it's a little edge, but it is something that does exist. So anyway, that's pick six.
Can you do that again with your hands? It seems like it turned into green. It literally turned into money when you did that. Oh, it's there. There's the money. The money. There it is. Okay.
Got it.
Big that they just show up in green in your hand. We have very good special effects here on the show. I can't even show pick six on the screen because I can't even access the screen. I mean, when I get to the screen, I just get a big dialogue box that says, you know, basically go F yourself, right? Shows everything like grayed out. But we got stuff for pick six here in the props and pick 'em package also. So you could use that if you're a premium member here as well. Remember, we got a deal going. Do you want $250 off a premium membership to Roto Grinders? Do you? Do you really want one? Right. Well, you get a 6-month combo premium package. You get $250 off. Right. That's like 2 free months just out of nowhere. Why are we doing these things? We shouldn't. Why are we giving
this
stuff
away? That's incredible.
Right.
That's incredible. Why are we doing it?
And if you want to try us out, right, it's opening day tomorrow. So if you want to just try us out, you get Sim Labs. You get Lineup HQ. You get our projections. You get our props and pick 'em stuff. You get literally everything. All of our premium content. Plate IQ. Everything you want for baseball. And we have MMA coming up this weekend. We got NBA still going on. College basketball still going on. PGA. If you want to just test drive it for 3 days, $19.99. So just click on that link in the description, right? Try it out for $19.99 or say, hey, I want to be with you guys for 6 months and just get $250. It's just gone. The Discord free. What are we doing here? We're a charity case. We're giving away stuff at too low of a cost, right? I say that to Derek. We're going to have Derek Hardy on the show tomorrow, and it's probably going to be me trying to get my voice back and trying to convince him for 45 minutes to raise the price of the bat. That's probably what it's probably going to end up. It's every year, whenever I'm on first on with Cardi, it's me telling him, why isn't the bat $5,000? And him telling me that he's too nice a guy to charge that much. I don't know why. Why do people hate money? Why do people hate money? So you can sign up for the bat as well. Will, you got any? But you said you have some Prize Picks articles and stuff for basketball coming out.
No, today, I'm writing for Owner's Box today. So today
Owner's Box. I forgot.
Yeah.
You're always on these sites that it's like it just Like it's you and Grant. Like anytime I talk to Grant, he's always like, "Well, yeah, I'm up like 12 grand on some site that
but
is
listen,
out of, you have to Europe somewhere that only
you have to get in on it. You have to get in on it, man. I mean, it's really just about the money. It's not, you know. And so, Owner's Box is going to have some MLB contests. So, Devin, are we going to switch over to MLB next week? Like, I guess I got to ask him that because we've been doing NBA every Wednesday, but we're switching over to MLB. Yes. We're switching over to MLB Owner's Box next week. Oh, I can't wait for this. Devin, I cannot wait for MLB Owner's Box.
Starting tomorrow, everything but crunch time is going to be baseball. Woo! Crunch time will still be touching on basketball for those of you crazy people who are sweating out the DK Ironman achievements. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Turning the page. Well,
there it is. But listen,
look at our faces. All of we're all smiling. Everyone behind the scenes is like, "Oh, late season NBA. We don't have to spend an hour on things that are not going to matter in 2 minutes, right?"
Yeah,
I was telling you guys in pre-show.
You write an article at 1:30 in the afternoon that by 5:30 is just like, why did I even bother writing those 2,000 words? And none of it
by 2:30. By 2:30. I would say unfortunate though. I was telling you guys pre-show. I just started making money on sports betting for basketball, and now I got the grass is greener on the other side here.
Yeah, MLB man, I think that's the key. Like, so for NBA, like my Owner's Box article, I try to delay this thing until like 2-3 o'clock because I'm like, why am I going to write something up now at 10 or 11, and I already know. By the time we get to 3 o'clock, my whole article's blown up. It's destroyed. So I've been holding off and kind of – I've been writing it before 3, but kind of released it maybe somewhere between 2 and 3. But, man, it's – especially at this time, like you talk about all these main guys are out, because if AD or LeBron gets out, that changes the whole slate. If Cade Cunningham or somebody's out, that changes – any of these big names that get ruled out can change everything. And now you're sitting here with an article – that's not as impactful as it could be. I'll say it that way. So I'm very excited for MLB.
I'll say it the real way. It's worth nothing.
There you go.
It's not as impactful. It's that doesn't mean anything anymore.
Yeah. MLB, you can write it at 11 and unless a game gets ruled out, but typically you know if there's going to be some type of weather issue anyway. So you can just leave that game off and still write quality content. Incredible. Love MLB. Can't wait.
Only sport where you can have single entry lineups done the night before.
Well, yeah, seriously. I mean, like, you literally can put in the slate starts at 7. They roll out the next slate. You say, I want this pitcher. I want these bats. And all you're worried about is the order.
Sometimes a platoon. Sometimes you get a different catcher.
Yeah.
Sundays are a little bit different. But you don't have to whip it. Right. But I like that tomorrow. What?
MLB, I can take down a tournament with a 0.
You take down a tournament with a negative.
You can. Listen, we're not trying to sell anybody on MLB, but it's amazing.
Clip this out. The past like us 3 minutes gushing over MLB for like end of July, right? Where it's like, is MLB ever going to be over? When does NFL come back? I mean,
when
like,
I've got 40 days left on my DK achievement. I'm thinking, right. How many days have I got left to go?
To open up opening day tomorrow, obviously, DraftKings, the slates are being all split out. FanDuel's doing some early stuff. There's some, like most of the main slate of DraftKings is at 4 o'clock. So tomorrow, I'll be on this show, right? There'll be a Roto Grinders today. I'll have Cardi on. So Cardi's going to come on. We're going to be talking about much more macro stuff. We're not going to talk about the slate that day, but just general MLB DFS, MLB betting, that type of stuff. And then Grinders Live at 1:15 Eastern tomorrow. And that's going to be with me and Dean, right? Which means it'll be about 8 minutes of MLB analysis and 52 minutes of him making fun of me for liking some movie that he went for some reason or something like that. And then we're going to have crunch time, and that's going to be with Roth, with Cheese. Cheese is back, right? It's baseball season. That means you got the $1 million musings. If you're a premium subscriber, you'll get that in the morning or probably even the night before. And you'll get that every day, every weekday. Cheese writes a huge, like 5,000 plus word article. And so definitely sign up for premium for that. But we'll have that. And then we'll still have NBA stuff, crunch time. I'm excited. We a weather report that matters, right? Roth always loves MLB to come back because it's like, you know, how many roof leaks are there, you know, once every 2 years? You know, the weather reports for basketball aren't all that relevant. What Roth should do, Will, I would think it would be Roth should do an injury report as if it's the weather.
Oh, God.
Because that's more of the report that we need. Instead, have a radar screen and it just show all the players and just show like where Anthony Davis is, where Ant Edwards is, where DeAndre Ayton is, and just go. It's like it's 2:30 and the front is coming, like if it's possible, probable, and whatever, go through. Because that's really what we want to know in baseball. Yeah, the weather matters a lot of like, oh, 20% chance this game doesn't play. Do we play these stacks later in the that matters. Yeah. But basketball,
there's a 20% chance DeAndre Ayton plays. Looks like a cold front has come in on his fantasy points. As we look to the north, we see Anthony Davis is playing in Sacramento tonight, and he's been questionable. But it looks like we're going to have some clear skies there, even though there's some high pressure coming in from the west. It does look like it's going to be clear enough for him to play tonight. So, oh, that'd be awesome, Blender. We got to sell this.
Yeah, but with AD, there's always spot showers. There's always scattered thunderstorms. You never know that, you know, and anything could happen on any given night with that.
We got to pitch this to Roth and see if he'll take something like this on.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think it's very useful.
It's fun while it lasted.
Okay, hit the thumbs up button on your way out the door. You know how much I like the thummy thumbs. Hit the subscribe button if you're new here. Hit the notification bell to know when we go live. Like I said, tomorrow on the show, we got Cardi. Friday, I got Mike H3 Budo talking about the MMA slate. I'll be on Crunch Time Saturday. I'll be on Grinders Live tomorrow. We got tons of baseball stuff. So obviously sign up for Roto Grinders Combo Premium Package. Get in the Discord. Click on the link in the description. And I will see you tomorrow talking about all things you're thinking about in Daily Fantasy, props and pick 'em on Roto Grinders today.